more dramatic news this morning from the National Football League, which continues to be under siege. The league once again seems to be struggling with how to discipline a player who has been accused of physical abuse. Adrian Peterson, a running back for the Minnesota Vikings and one of the most talented players in NFL history, was indicted last Friday on a charge of reckless or negligent injury to a child. This stems from an incident earlier this year when Peterson used a tree branch to discipline his four-year-old son. First, his team, the Vikings, deactivated him. After the team lost badly on Sunday, they reinstated him. Overnight, the Vikings announced that Peterson is out once again. And we have NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman on the line to talk more about this. Tom, good morning.
Hi, David.
So what are the Vikings saying now as of this overnight announcement?
Well, owners Ziggy and Mark Wilf, they released a statement and they said, Adrian Peterson is being placed on what's called the exempt commissioner's permission list.
Wow. And that's just a bureaucratic title.
Yeah, there. Well, what it basically means is that Peterson has to stay away from all team activities until the legal process is resolved. The Wilf said the decision was made after conversations with the NFL over the last 2 days. And it comes after the issue of what to do about AP was ping-ponged back and forth by the team, as you mentioned. They deactivated him last Friday after the indictment, meaning he was benched for Sunday's game against New England. Then Monday, the day after Minnesota lost 30-7, and obviously missed Adrian Peterson, they reactivated him. And they insisted it wasn't because of the loss or because he's an all-pro player. They said it was because of the information they'd gathered about the case. But not a lot of people were buying it. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. He's been a beloved figure in Minnesota. He's critically important to the business of the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, since that decision to reinstate him after the loss, I mean, there was a lot of pressure on the Vikings to reverse course. Does that seem to be what sort of changed things here?
Yeah, well, the Wilfs said in their statement, quote, "We appreciate and value the input we have received from our fans, our partners, and the community." Now, input is one way to put it, David. A firestorm is another. Hmm. Adding to the outcry was another similar allegation against Peterson from 2013 involving another one of his children. There was no action taken, but the story was out there. The Twitterverse and social media were lighting up on this issue. More importantly, sponsors were not happy. Radisson Hotels suspended their sponsorship of the Vikings. And then you had some real heavyweights. Anheuser Bush, McDonald's, coming out and voicing their displeasure about the Peterson case and the way the NFL has mishandled this and other cases involving domestic abuse over the past week and a half.
You said something important there, the NFL mishandling. This is not just a team. I mean, the league is involved in decisions like this. How much were they involved here in the Vikings, you know, changing course?
You know, as I said, they were involved. They talked to the Vikings, but this was critically important that the NFL resolve this. You know, we all know the NFL had been under siege since last Monday when the video came out of Ray Rice punching his then fiancee, and the Peterson case poured fuel on the fire. The league, you have to think, was dreading the optics this Sunday when Adrian Peterson would be in uniform playing for the Vikings in New Orleans. Had he played and the fans reacted negatively, it might have pushed some of the sponsors who were grumbling to take even more dramatic steps, maybe even pulling support.
Tom, we should say, after the whole Ray Rice saga and the video you mentioned, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, there was talk of him losing his job. Is there more on that today?
Roger Goodell will probably buy a little goodwill here in the sense that he and the league helped the Vikings reach this decision and probably helped a lot, albeit after getting a ton of heat. Goodell wants nothing more than to get through these current crises so he can show off his new, tougher, more comprehensive plan for dealing with domestic violence. But he's got a ways to go.
All right, NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, thanks.
You're welcome, David.